I'm Walt Lindelow with a look at what's going on in our community. Earlier today, Mark Evans and I had a chance to speak with Mr. Jim Edwards from the UP Children's Museum, to find out more about their upcoming celebrity art auction. Here's the details with Jim Edwards from the UP Children's Museum in Marquette.
It's going to be a lovely night like it was 3 years ago, 4 years ago, and 19 years ago. Mm-hmm. We have a couple of hundred adults there. It's wine and beer for 5:30 through 7. And then at 7 o'clock, the auction starts. So viewing for an hour and a half with wine and beer and coffee. Mm-hmm. And it'll be a nice happy hour.
And this is kind of an all-star appearance, if I'm seeing this correctly here, as far as the artists are concerned.
The committee met, and we invited Nina's all-stars from the previous 19 years. Mm-hmm. So we've got folks who were there once, and they're glad to come back. And we've got some huge art. And this art isn't a 5x7 in a frame. Mm-hmm. So be it wine racks, big wooden furniture.
Well, we talk about it under the term of celebrity art auction. And it's community folks, known folks in our community. But these are, a lot of them are not, you know, trained proper artists. These
that's
are
right.
creative people
that's
that are
right.
putting some things together. And that's what makes it fun and interesting,
too. The
whole
thing we stole was the idea that people who aren't artists could become artists for a night. Mm-hmm. They don't want their stuff to go for $20.
Right.
So bring family, bring friends, embarrass people to put their hands in their pockets, and it wonderful things go out the door.
Art, as we all know, is a subjective term.
but it goes from Dan Pemble, for instance, is going to do art, but it's on someone's skin.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. So there's a whole day for auction where, you know, and it's a rare opportunity, and it will be a wonderful thing for somebody to do. But there are physical three-dimensional art mm-hmm. pieces there as well.
Well, you've also got an online component of that I think it bears mentioning as well, because you can get some bidding in with that, which is going on here for a little bit. Actually, tell us about that.
So the auction itself has live artists, mm-hmm. and we'll have the pieces in our hands, and we will sell them. But that's starting on tomorrow night. There's the live auction online, which is really a cast off from last year, where we were forced by COVID to do things online. Mm-hmm. And we came up with the idea of the children being the celebrities. So where would you put your child as a celebrity? Well, backstage, mm-hmm. At the edge of the rink, as a coach, in the studio, the fire department again picking someone up and driving them to school.
Mark saw that one, and he was like, he'd love to have that one, but he's a grown-up. So.
Things you can't really buy, mm-hmm. And there are these opportunities, experiences for the children. So
and
the sheriff taking someone for lunch.
Now, this is all actually a fundraiser for the Children's Museum. What do you put it toward? Programming? Is it toward just a general operation? Where's the money going?
This is keeping us alive.
Yes.
This is one of our two big fundraisers, this and the Culinary Journey in January. It's January next month.
Mm-hmm.
Nearly.
So it is coming up again. When and where?
Tomorrow night, viewing 5:30 to 7, and the auction starts at 7 at the Children's Museum.
Do you want them ticketed ahead of time, tickets at the door, or both? What's the best way to go?
Come on in. We have a team of people upstairs waiting to sell you a paddle for free. We want your name and the contact information. We give you a paddle. People will be waving those paddles from inside the forest area of the museum, and the auctioneer will be standing on the big yellow truck.
That's Mr. Jim Edwards with the UP Children's Museum in Marquette. With a look at what's happening in our community for Media Brew Communications, I'm Walt Lindelaw.